Hello, and welcome to this podcast from Consider This. Please let me know what you think and tell others about us on social media. This podcast was originally broadcast live on Northumberland 89.7 FM. You can hear this show live every Friday at noon. Thank you for downloading this program, and I hope you enjoy it. Hello, I'm Robert Washburn, and welcome to Consider This Northumberland, a current affairs program dedicated to the issues facing our community. We talk to the people on the front lines and those behind the scenes who make a difference in your life in Northumberland County. So I'm asking you, the listener, to take some time out of your busy day to consider this. This week, the series of interviews with mayoral candidates running for office across Northumberland County continues. I will not be interviewing deputy mayor or council candidates. There's just too many of them. However, you can go to the radio station's website or the website for this show to find candidate information. The first interview today is with Bob Crate, a candidate for mayor of Trent Hills. Here is Bob Crate. I'm so pleased to have with me today Bob Crate, mayoral candidate for Trent Hills. Welcome to Consider This.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. There may be some people who don't know you. So let's begin with you introducing yourself as a candidate for mayor.
Well, thanks very much, Rob. Again, my name is Bob Crate. I'm a lifelong resident of Trent Hills, Hastings, in particular. I've been the mayor for 6 years now. I finished out a term for Hector McMillan when Hector passed, and before that I was a counselor for what was then Ward 3 Hastings, and I sat on council for a term and a half as a counselor. I've been very active in the community all my life. I'm the immediate past president of Branch 106 in Hastings of the Royal Canadian Legion, and I've been a member there for 50 plus years. I'm married to my lovely wife Judy for almost 51 years. Have two beautiful daughters and four great-grandchildren. So that's pretty much me.
How are you going to make life better in Trent Hills compared to the last 4 years?
Well, I think we need to do is continue on the path that we're on now, and that is to facilitate growth in a manner that allows us to not overextend our infrastructure, but allows us to grow enough to accommodate growth, in the sense that if we don't grow, then and we stagnate, and we can't afford to live here. I mean, our taxes are fairly high as they are, and I hear people tell us that they're too high when they move here from the city, but economies of scale are that we have 10 houses where they have 100 houses in the city, and people expect pretty well the same services as they get in the city. So growth has to come, measured growth has to come, and I'm very much in tune with that. We have a number of subdivisions that are on the horizon to start in actually both Camelford and Hastings. Work with us continue to grow with Orchard on the Hill, and so I see that as one of the main priorities going forward with the council.
You've mentioned a lot in there, and I'd like to go back and we'll unpack some of it in just a bit. But before we do, I want to talk about the last 4 years. What have you done in the last 4 years that you think, give us one or two examples, that you think have made life better for residents of Trent Hills?
Well, I think we've, as a council, and I think that's what needs to be understood is we work as a, basically we work as a team, and we work with staff. The only person in Trent Hills as an employee that reports to us as a CAO. So, you know, we deal through her with the things that are going on in life. But I really think that, you know, the growth that we've done, and I think the way we managed COVID, I think, you know, we were along with the county, very intense in making sure that our residents were impacted as little as possible by COVID. And I think our staff and council did a great job of that. I think we worked hard on things like, you know, we had, for instance, the Thompson Bridge. I mean, the county was you know, going to close down both the Loomis and the Thompson Bridge. And I think through a concerted effort of council and the residents of the area, you know, next year, the Thompson Bridge will be replaced on Skinkle Road. And that's, I think, a big thing for us.
Let's move on now to some of the issues that Trent Hills faces. And one of the items that has been in the news a lot recently is the temporary closure of Campbellford Memorial Hospital's emergency department. Now, your opponent has been very clear in saying that she doesn't think council has done a lot around addressing the issues of healthcare in the community. What role do you see the municipality playing in assisting the hospital as it faces a healthcare crisis?
Well, we have been in, I wouldn't say constant communication, but we have had steady communication with and the board. The board chair and Eric and I had a meeting 3 weeks or a month ago to discuss, you know, different things going on at the hospital. This problem isn't centered on CMH. This is a problem across the whole province. And our council, in many instances, have stated that they are 100% behind the board of the Campbellford Memorial Hospital in going forward. We do supply a fair amount of capital to the hospital for their physician recruitment, and we are working with them all the time in trying to assess the needs and work. I mean, we've been in contact with our MPP over this. We're constantly working with them, and I guess part of maybe it is we don't make announcements every time we have a meeting. I don't know, you know, if that's right or wrong, but council is very committed to Campbellford Memorial Hospital going forward, both with the problems that they face now and going forward with the idea of building a new hospital. So we have been and we will be 100% behind Campbellford Memorial Hospital, both now and in the future.
How do you react to the county's plan for protecting agricultural lands? Your municipality is a blend of both urban and rural. How is the county's plans for agricultural mapping going to impact you? And what do you, where do you stand in relation to that plan?
Well, I mean, the agricultural mapping, in essence, is protecting the farmland especially, you know, the good farmland that we need to grow the crops. And I fully support going forward the idea that we need these protections. And I mean, the county going forward have been in consultation with all of the member municipalities as they go along, and we have made adjustments here and there to the plan to accommodate when our planners see areas where there should be a change in designation. You know, we've gone to the county and we've been successful in working with them. So I believe that, it's necessary. I mean, farming is probably the largest industry in the county and in Trent Hills. I mean, you know, we need to protect that land, and we're doing that.
What about homeless people? There was an opportunity to take steps to address the crisis. People are sleeping in tents and in parks and in other public spaces. What have you done to address the immediate needs of these people and not just the mid and long-term issues of shelter?
Well, you know, that's a crisis that we face. I'm not just in, I mean, province wide, but we don't see it as much in Trent Hills. Well, we do have some, we are looking. There's a new there's a new housing unit that's a 5-unit component that will house people that we're trying to transition from being either, you know, not able to afford accommodation, or you know, have some problems as far as finding a living accommodation. So we're looking at that to help transition people. The I mean, the problem is so much more the city problem, in the sense that most of the services that people require are in Northumberland. They're in Cobourg, so you know, we see the problem at the county more than we see it at the local level.
What more can council do to help local businesses over the next 4 years? What's your plan for economic development in Trent Hills?
Well, we were looking hard for economic development. We've been fortunate that most of the storefronts that are available are rented, and we have constant calls. Our economic development department are getting calls every day looking for space, and we are working with current owners to refurbish different storefronts, and you know, through our work with the BIA and the chamber, who are both working hard to bring new businesses to town. I think we're in pretty good shape. And one of the things we've done with when we're talking to developers is we're asking them to put a commercial component into some of the building they do, because we don't have commercial space in all of our downtowns that's available to rent.
Roads are vitally important. What are your plans to keep roads maintained over the next 4 years?
Well, you know, you're right. I mean, Trent Hills has about 520 kilometers of roads, and 200 and some are surface treated roads. We have a plan that every year we refurbish 40 kilometers of surface treated road, plus we add 4 new kilometers of surface treated roads to our network. We work with the county as far as our major roads and streets. You know, we have a deal with the county as far as paving and doing work. So I think, you know, we have a concrete plan. Actually, it's an asphalt plan, but we have a plan to look at infrastructure and maintain it as we go along. We're trying, and part of it too is doing it all. I mean, on a regular road where there's no infrastructure, it's just a matter of resurfacing. That's pretty easy. What we do have is we have some streets in all of our urban areas where you can't just replace the top. You and you have to, you know, replace water and sewer lines. And so it becomes a much more expensive endeavor. But, you know, we have a plan, and we have priorities that that are already set out as far as, you know, what roads we're working on this year and what roads we're working on next year. And we go forward with that plan.
There has been a steady increase in property taxes during your term. What can you say to people who are listening who might be concerned about their property taxes going up?
Well, you know, I think we, as a council, we've done our, I think, our best to maintain it at a cost of living sort of range with taxes. I mean, we have to, things have increased and since COVID, I mean, it's just been, some of the increases have been ridiculous. But as a council and as a, you know, along with our finance chair and our CEO, we work very, very hard to keep any tax increase to a minimum. And we will do that going forward. I mean, we're not frivolous, and we don't, you know, I don't think that we look at ways to spend money, but we look at ways that we can get the best bang for our buck when we're doing things. And we've had things that we've had to postpone because, you know, they've got too expensive. So, you know, I'd like to assure people that this council is very, very mindful of, I mean, I pay taxes and I understand what people go through. And a council that I lead will not raise taxes unnecessarily.
It was not too long ago, I think over the summer, that a group of politicians and advocates came before county council to lobby to get action on the issue of homelessness. And during that, you made some statements in regards to those who need help that are homeless, that are living in public parks and in public spaces. You said that they had to come to the table. Now, there might be some people, some advocates, some politicians who might say that's victim blaming. How do you respond to that response?
I think, Rob, when you look, my thought on all this is that people that are in a situation need to help themselves. I mean, we're willing to help anybody and to try to correct a situation, but I think that people have to help themselves. And I understand in certain cases, you know, one of the big issues these days is mental health, and maybe in some cases, you know, people don't have the capacity to help themselves. And in that case, I'm 100% behind doing what we can to help them. But there are people that need to come into the situation and say, I want out of the situation and I'm willing to put myself forward to do it. And in that case, you know, we are 100% going to help those people out.
Recently, there was a new industry that opened its doors that is testing rockets. And it has created some concern amongst residents around noise and other aspects of it. And I'm just wondering, going forward, what is going to be done and how do you intend to resolve this?
Rob, they're testing a rocket engine. They're not testing rockets. And I mean, that's part of the problem with this whole scenario is that there's misinformation. And, you know, so the business is open, and it's very it's interesting in that I've talked to some people. I've talked to our MP and some other people, and I find out that this is a very highly touted business by certain people. And it, for instance, Chris Hadfield, our famous astronaut, is a consultant to these people. But there are some problems that people have brought up, and we are looking at it. I attended the last suppose they were going to test the engine, but it fizzled. Sometimes it doesn't work, and this happened to be one of those times. So I haven't heard that noise yet, but I have talked to people that live close by, and it hasn't bothered them. But I've talked to people that it's bothered very much, and so we are looking at it, and we will be getting a report from the planning department on the 13th of September, with everything that's gone on and where we are going forward. We are cognizant of the complaints that that have come in, and we are looking at them. I mean, we've had, they've done 17 tests. We have had staff there monitoring with a noise, a decimeter, that have been there for 16 of those 17 tests. So we are actively looking into this, and going forward, we will have some answers.
Bob, when you're not doing politics or running for mayor, how do you relax? What do you do for fun? Or do you have any hobbies or guilty pleasures?
Well, I have a number of things. You saw my hat collection. I also have a walking stick collection that I work on as I wander the country. But I spend a fair bit of time with my wife and I just traveling around, but I'm active in the sense that I do a lot of walking. I haven't ridden my bike as much this summer as I want to, because I've been, we do have a boat, which is a hole in the water where you pour money. So I've been working on, it's an older boat, and we've been working on it to get it in shape, and we're almost there. So, and I have, as I said earlier, I have four grandchildren that I adore. We spend time that way. We like to travel. I read a lot of books. I watch the Blue Jays.
Give us a couple titles of the books you read.
I don't remember title names, but I remember authors. Del Duque, Patterson. I love the Rebus books. I don't even know who writes them, but I love reading Rebus. And I like history. I'm that was one of my favorite subjects going through high school. It was one of the things where, just by reading, you didn't have to work at a subject. You just read and you knew what, you could answer the questions because you read the book. And so I was always interested in history, and I read a lot of sort of fictional history. There was a writer out of Niagara-on-the-Lake that wrote three books on the War of 1812. And I found one as I went down there to a little store one day, and I read it. And the next time I went, I bought the other two, just because, it is history, but it's got a little bit of a story to it.
Why will you be a good mayor?
Because I care. I care about Trent Hills. It's a work in progress to get everybody on the same page. As a youth, there was a rivalry between Hastings and Camelford all the time, and Warkworth to a lesser degree. But you know, over the years, I've been involved in, you know, I played played hockey in Warkworth with many of the guys that are still around there. I played down there for probably 15, 20 years. You know, hockey's always been the thing for me, and I played in Camelford on different teams, and so I you know, I belonged to the Rotary Club for 15 or 20 years in Camelford, because we didn't have a service club in Hastings at the time. And I got asked to join the Rotary Club, and I had a great time. I enjoyed it. And so I think that I have the ability to work with all the communities and try to, you know, do the best we can for all of them to give everybody the lifestyle that they're trying to achieve.
Bob Crade, I want to thank you so much for talking to me today.
My pleasure, Rob. Thanks. Anytime.
That was Bob Crade, candidate for mayor of Trent Hills. Thank you for listening to this podcast from Consider This. If you have any comments or would like to suggest a story, please contact me at considerthisnorthumberland@gmail.com, or you can message me on Facebook at Consider This. If you enjoyed this podcast or are looking for more news and information about Northumberland County, please check out my website at consider-this.ca. That's consider-this.ca. And don't forget to share. And again, thank you for listening, and stay tuned for more from Consider This.